Now, look, this place has been a forest, it's been a brickworks, it's even been a council tip for industrial waste. But these days, Sydney Park, better known for its beautiful bike paths, its picnic areas, its playgrounds, and playing host to a bunch of families on weekends and afternoons having a really good time. It is also home to a dizzying array of native and visiting species, and that's the focus of the Sydney Park BioBlitz that's happening this Friday and Saturday. Scientists and community members getting together to try and document as many living things as possible over the 2 days. City of Sydney Councillor Jess Scully joins me for more. Jess, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Nick. Great to chat.
Great to chat to you. Now, 21 guided scientific surveys happening with, you know, people from the community and scientists on hand. What are we hoping to discover out of this? Because it's huge.
It is huge. And as you were saying, there's this surprising ecosystem at Sydney Park. You know, when I go there, I mostly see dogs. That's the main form of wildlife, frolicking in the dog pond and the dog fountain. But apparently there are peregrine falcons, there are emerald spotted tree frogs, there's owls, there's blue-tongued lizards. They've even seen migratory birds come through from Siberia in the park. So what this is all about is really getting citizen scientists out there to document this incredible diversity of species.
I think this is fantastic because, you know, you don't think about this happening in the middle of a city.
No, and you're right. Sydney Park's had this fascinating history, you know, brickworks, then rubbish tip, then remediated site, and now look at it. It really shows what's possible when we take these sorts of places that have been through a lot and give them some love and regenerate them into new environments. So, yeah, I had no idea there was so much going on there.
Look, I know Sydney Park's been a big focus for the city and, you know, they've really done an incredible job of reclaiming that.
And not only that, it also is really important in terms of treating water and trying to improve air quality. And there are so many people. There's tens of thousands of people who live in this area, in Alexandria and Green Square, even down as far as Mascot. It's kind of the lung, but also the backyard of the city for so many thousands of people. And it'd be wonderful to learn a bit more about it. So that's why we're asking everyone to get involved in BioBlitz.
I think it's fantastic. And also, you're not just getting people out there, you know, spotlighting, although that's a big focus of it. It's a bit of a little cultural festival as well.
Yes, I love that there's an Aboriginal cultural tour because it'd be amazing to get a sense of what this city was like and how it was used, you know, before colonisation. And there's also, of course, there's a barbecue.
There's got to be a barbecue. Of course there's a barbecue.
Taronga Zoo are coming and they're going to give us some more information as well. But I think the nighttime spotlighting sounds really cool too. But there's so many things. As you said, there's 21 different events that are on. So whatever you're into, whenever you've got a bit of time this weekend, there's probably something that you could do.
There is something you could do. And especially the bike rides look particularly interesting. I know you've got a guided ride that's the history of the canal in the area. And also, weirdly, insect insight, something you don't normally want to find when you're riding a bike, surely.
Really? Wow. I mean, the canal's also fascinating because, you know, that whole area used to be wetlands and then it was industrialized as the Alexandria Canal. So learning about what it was, how it worked when it was this industrial heartland, and then also now what it could be. You know, we've spent a lot of time and money as a city trying to make the Alexandria Canal a nicer place for Sydneysiders and a transport route as well. So it'd be great for everyone to learn a little bit more about it.
I think it's, yeah, it would be absolutely amazing to learn as much about it as we can. And I guess, you know, Sydney Park and that area in a real way, it's a bit of a jewel in the crown of the city of Sydney in terms of what you can do with a bit of effort and a bit of patience.
Absolutely. I mean, Clover started working on Sydney Park, I think, pretty soon after she got elected, so, you know, 14 years ago. And this is what happens when you really dedicate time and resources to a place. And yeah, it is a jewel in the crown. I love going there and it's so well used all the time. And there's a lot more coming for Sydney Park. There's also a really fantastic new skate park that'll open, I think, next year. I think they'll start building it in very, very shortly too. So it's come down and enjoy it. We'll be there all weekend.
Look, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm going to try and get down there. We'll have details up on 2ser.com, but I know people can go to whatson.cityofsydney.newsouthwales.gov.au and find the details. Jess Scully, always an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Such a pleasure. And Nick, we're going to miss you in Sydney.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Councillor Jess Scully there talking about the Bio Blitz happening at Sydney Park this weekend. Honestly, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's somewhere between citizen science and a festival worth getting down to. It's on Friday and Saturday. There's some great nighttime events too, especially if, like me, you really like bats, because there's a lot of micro bat surveys. Very, very cool.